future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London. Well, scratch that. We're coming live from our event here at the Dickens Inn in East London. Let me set the scene. As you can hear, it's very loud. It's very rowdy behind me. We are in one of East London's most iconic pubs where we've decided to host our monthly event. This event has no pitching. It has no presentations. It's a networking event to bring everyone in the London community together. I think we've had around 400 people here today. It's been absolutely packed. The venue itself is in the iconic Dickens Inn in Wapping, right next to the Tower Bridge of London, the Tower of London. Absolutely packed, absolutely beautiful. And what I'm going to do today in the show is bring a few different people, a few different individuals, some movers, some shakers who are here tonight at the event itself onto the podcast. So that's what we're going to do. That's the plan. Let's go. All right, we're on, man, we're on.
All right,
introduce yourself, sir.
Yeah, so my name's Evan Vandenberg. I'm the Director of Business Development over at WAX. And out here in London for a little work trip and stop by with the SVK guys.
That's what I love to hear. So how are you finding things here in London, man? You haven't been here long. You've been here for, what is it, 24 hours?
Maybe even a little less.
How are you finding, man? What's the vibe coming off the plane from LA? How's things different? What have you noticed here from the community perspective? Or just in general, what's the general buzz been?
So how about this? First and foremost, I've never been to Shoreditch. And the last time I was here, apparently Shoreditch wasn't the place to be about 10 years ago. I was blown away with how cool that area is.
Yes.
So I had a lot of fun there. The food's great. People watching is awesome. It's a really cool little tech hub there. I want to get into the blockchain thing, though, because I did not know that London was this crazy with the blockchain side of things. I mean, we're at a meetup right now, albeit very heavily sponsored alcohol. But at the same time, like, there's 300-400 people here, and I have not met one person that isn't genuinely involved in blockchain. Like, whether it's from the investment side or it's from the development side, like, everyone here, 400 people strong.
Yeah, everyone's in it. Something really interesting about London, there's a meetup here every night.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like, every night there's a meetup here. And what we've been trying to do is basically bring everyone together. That's our whole ethos here. And tonight you've got a real representation of everything that's going down. From the FinTech Challenger Bank, some of the guys are here. From the exchanges, some of the guys are here. From the dApps that are happening in EOS, Ethereum, all the other protocols here as well. So it's great to have WAX in town, because I know you guys have got a lot of different partnerships here in London town.
Yeah, it's been an incredibly packed week. So, we came to your office this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, the SVK crypto guys are awesome. Shane was a great host. Got a couple hours to sit down with you guys. So, you know, that was a huge bonus.
And you stay in the weekend here in London as well.
I am, yeah.
Man,
this weekend, Charles,
I tell you what, London on the weekend's a lot of fun. There's a lot of things that happen and go down. You're going to have a lot of fun.
We'll have to find out, all right? You're my tour guide.
So what's happening at WAX at the minute? What can you tell us? What's exciting? What are you excited about?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been an incredibly busy time at WAX for the past few months. June 30th, we launched the mainnet. So to be clear to people who don't know, WAX is built on EOS.io technology. We're actually the first chain, I believe, to be on 1.8.
Yeah.
But we're totally our own protocol in and of itself. So, so we launched June 30th, and then it's just been an incredibly busy time, both from the technical side, getting everything, we're building out an incredible doc site, so we're working on like a really like world-class documentation site. We have a layer of microservices, so a microservice layer that's just, I think it'll be a big game changer for us. We're talking like one-click sign-on, optional, you know, private key management, a bunch of different features that we're going to out-of-the-box, you know, provide to developers, and I think that, you know, for me is really, really exciting right now. You know, working with partners where they don't have to hire 3 or 4 blockchain devs, right? And we're talking about partners that aren't just dApps, right? And we're talking about partners that are building real games, you know, in any traditional sense. So I think that's been really exciting. I guess that answers your question.
Well, here's the question for you.
All right.
At this current point in time, with the space being where it is. Wax have done a really good job of basically being at the forefront of lots of the exciting revolutions that are coming forth, right? NFTs, you guys were kind of one of the first to really nail that space. What can we start to see, like real world asset wise, that's going to be tokenized? Like, what are we starting to see at the minute? You're talking in our office, say, about shoes. What else? Well, you call them sneakers. You know what I mean? What else can we see? Like, what else is coming down?
Yeah. So I think what you're referring to here is our concept of viral. So VIRL. So virtual in real life. That was the little wordplay we were going for there. The concept, though, at its core is basically tetherizing consumer products, right? So making an NFT out of real physical products that you could have, you know, anywhere. And the focus has been on, you know, kind of more high-end things like high-end sneakers, collectibles, things of that nature. I think, honestly speaking, I mean, the sky is truly the limit. Like, there's no bounds to where we could take this, you know? I wonder, we have internally, we all have discussions about, you know, where that'll go. I love the collectible space in the short term. I think it makes a lot of sense with blockchain. I think it's a very natural kind of fit. You know, I mean, the idea that you have to send me a baseball card, right, and I have to send it back to you in order for an exchange to occur, when all we're really doing is, like, one of us thinks it's more valuable than the other, and we're looking at it, you know, from a speculative purpose, right? Or from a speculative standpoint.
Yeah.
Like, why not make that an NFT, and then you and I and 100 other people could trade in one day, and all of a sudden we have like a totally new, you know, asset class or whatever you want to call it, and we can trade it like, you know, stocks, for instance.
Yeah. I completely hear you, man. And at this current point in time, you guys have built the infrastructure to do that.
Yeah.
You have some examples of that happening at the minute. You're building that adoption level up.
Right.
Like you're encouraging that to happen. And the best thing about you guys is you're doing it in a way where you don't have to know that you're utilizing blockchain. Like, it's done in an easy onboarding format. And you spoke about a one-click options to signing up, one-click to get set up. And that's really key for adoption, actually building out your user base of clients and customers.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, to use William Quigley's words here, we pray to the God of convenience. And at the core of that, you know, one of the big problems, I believe, with blockchain, right, in its current form,
yeah,
is the fact that the onboarding process is so onerous. It's truly hard to explain how bad it is in some respects. So what we've really tried to do with that is really alleviate those massive pain points, right? So what we've done is we've created a Wax account system where you can log in with username, password, you know, Google or Gmail, I guess, you know, Facebook, WeChat, LinkedIn, I mean, ultimately you name it, right? In terms of the OAuth login process. And what we're going to have is optional key management for those that aren't big crypto people,
right?
Because that's 99.9% of this world, unfortunately. But at the same time, you have to cater to those people. You have to bring them into this ecosystem that you want to grow, right? I mean, how can you grow something if you just pander to this very small subset of human beings?
I totally agree. But listen, before we wrap things up, because I know you got a pint in your hand, you're enjoying London for what it is.
All right.
The epicenter of the blockchain community. How have you found the event tonight? But also, what are going to be your takeaways from London? When is the next Wax Office going to be here, man? Let's go.
Man, I gotta talk to the folks back home about that. I'd be the first one on board. You know, I think my takeaway right now from London is the weather is not as bad as people told me it would be. And then two, man, your blockchain community here is absolutely thriving.
Yeah.
I mean, this
How does it compare to LA, do you think?
Well, I mean, let's talk about LA and Silicon Valley, right? I've been living in both places for the last couple of years, and like, I have not seen meetup events like this in either place. I mean, they're both big into blockchain, but I feel like, you know, you guys with SBK and the events you guys are putting on, man, I mean, you're getting literally everyone here. It's impressive.
Pleasure.
All right. So, gentlemen, please introduce yourselves.
Block Chase, we're from NFT London.
Yes.
This is Armando.
Hi, guys. How are you doing? Me and John are the co-founders of NFT London Meetup, which, as you can probably guess, is focused on the NFTs, non-fungible tokens. Should I give a short introduction?
Yeah,
to
be
the
great.
NFTs?
Tell
basically,
me about the NFTs. Let's go. What do you got?
In a few words, the difference between fungible and non-fungible tokens is the fact that fungible tokens are fully interchangeable between each other. So for instance, a Bitcoin is a fungible item and is interchangeable with every other Bitcoin, while non-fungible tokens are basically unique items, in this case, digital items. So you can think, for instance, about an in-game asset. So think about your favorite game character that can be made through the use of the blockchain, a crypto asset, and you can actually own it, contrary to what normally happens, because normally the company that has made the game,
right, you're locked into that particular game. That's where your wealth and value is stored.
That's it.
And
that's
you guys
it.
Are looking with non-fungible tokens for you to own that wherever you go in the world, whatever game you're in, whatever ecosystem you're in.
Absolutely.
That's yours, and you should be able to take it everywhere.
And the gaming is actually just one of the first and at the moment most popular applications. But the applications for this technology are literally, you know, whatever you can think of, it can be done.
We're on the same page. We're on the same mission. Tell me what you guys are up to in London. What's going down? What's going on?
Yes, in London, we're hosting meetups every month.
Yes.
And we're just trying to build, bring the community together, give the NFT awareness out there, and just seeing how it can be adopted. And we're building that community. So that's why we're here tonight. Because there's a lot of faces I recognize from many different communities in London. So, that's
really nice. And how have you guys found tonight? Obviously, you're doing meetups yourself. London is full of great meetups, which is great, not only for London itself, but all the different projects that are happening, all the developers and all the investors as well. How have you found tonight? What have been your takeaways? What have you enjoyed?
I've enjoyed a good chat about NFTs. It looks like NFTs are up and coming. That's what we knew that anyway, but there's quite a lot of people here as well with NFT, in a way, pictures. You know, they're coming to us talking about their products, and I won't name names, but I'm sure, as we do meetups, they'll probably come along and we'll join on our promotion.
Yeah, the SBK was really a great gathering. It's always cool to meet so many people involved in the space, interesting people, hearing about interesting projects.
Yeah.
That is always cool. Of course, in London, it's probably one of the most active community in the world. From this point of view.
Couldn't agree more. Just so I can get it really clear, you guys are doing meetups around the NFT space. What else are you currently doing? Is there any other activities? Is it more education-based? What's the other hustle?
Yeah, that's a very good question, actually, because me and John, we have been involved in blockchain, actually in crypto, I should say, for quite a few years now. I'm more involved in the trading aspect. He's probably more involved in the investment aspect, correct me if I'm wrong. But then a few months ago, we have decided to... We were both very interested in NFTs as a new emerging aspect of the crypto world. So we have done a little bit of YOLO, if you want, and decided to just make something to make us involved in this new world, we really have done it mostly because we're passionate about it. That's the main reason behind it. So we are trying to gather people and projects that are, of course, dealing with NFTs, and just trying to put things together and see what happens. It's really cool because we can see this thing growing month by month.
So you just put yourself out there, you're making it happen, you've got the passion. Thank you so much, not only for coming down tonight, but also coming on the show and also promoting the good work you're doing here in London town and the good work you're doing for the NFT non-fungible token space. We need more of it. Thank you so much for doing what you do.
That's what it's all about.
The service that you're giving.
And another shout out to Shane for getting me a little bit tipsy tonight with all the drinks available at this meetup. Top man.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
So right now, I've got the man, the myth, the legend, the traveling nomad.
Yes,
Mr.
sir.
Mr. Lawrence Digital. How are you, sir?
Doing spectacular.
How's it feel to be in London?
It's a lot like the movies.
You reckon?
The accents, man. I love the accents.
And you touched down here today, right? You landed.
No, I got in late last night. And yeah, my first experience at the airport, it was cool. I was like trying to ask people, and you know, I was like, "Thank you, someone helping." He was like, "That's all right." And I was like, first time I've ever heard that. It's cool to be out here. And for as an American, there's a special place for like British people in our heart, so it's cool to see it in real life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely.
we've met all over the world, and I always say to you, you got to come to London, man.
You have to come to London. You have been saying that.
I got a LinkedIn notification 3 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Charles, I'm coming to London.
I'm in.
I'm like,
yeah.
Man, here we go.
Yeah.
It's on. How have you found tonight? Because you came, in coincidence, while we had our event on.
Big coincidence. I was like, I want to go to London after Toronto. Short plane ride, relatively, and I saw you guys were doing something, and I talked to Michael Nye, and he hit up Shane, and ended up coming to the Tower of London, area, taking the tube, and man, this is an awesome venue. Y'all did well. This is sick. A lot of people, like, what, 200 people, 150 people?
I think three to four.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not good with crowds, but it's pretty packed, outside and inside.
So talk to me, what's going on at the minute, man? Because you're always on the move.
Bring
you up to speed.
Well, all right, so I did a shitload of travel last year, probably like 10 months on the road.
Right.
And then I got back and kind of just chilled in my hometown for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Laid low. Started building a FOMO hunt from like January to March. And then I was like, I got to get back out there. Saw you in Hong Kong in March. Legendary. And then came back and laid low again. Went back to New Orleans. Just grinded for the past, like...
Talk to me about FOMO Hunt, man.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of exciting things happening to FOMO Hunt.
Yeah. FOMO Hunt's going well. So our traffic's starting to hit that hockey puck.
Yes.
That they talk about.
Yes.
So
for the listeners that don't know, what is FOMO Hunt?
FOMO Hunt is the hub of crypto. FOMO Hunt is the simplest way to find and learn about every single project, event, founder, token, everything. We want it to be kind of like the portal for the next billion people to get into crypto. Because right now, it's like, you Google, like, what is EOS? You're on, like, or, like, where's a crypto event? You're on, like, 50 websites, and most of them are shit. We just want to be, like, that safe spot where... You know, if someone who's like a little crypto curious, like wants to find a meetup in London, like we can get you there.
Right. No, I love that, man. And how's that going so far? So you've got the hockey stick effect coming from the visitors. How have you found the crypto community? Have you found them very engaged with putting up events?
Yeah.
It's really community driven because you need everyone to be adding to it to build and scale.
Yeah, it's hard. It's like they call it a marketplace startup. When you have to feed both the chicken and the egg, the buyer and the seller. You know, it's one of the hardest ones because you have to have the chicken, we'll say the events, but then you also have to have the egg, the people that are attending those events.
Yes.
So it's technically one of the hardest startups to get off the ground because you have to seed it. It's like Reddit or eBay. When eBay kicked off, the guy would list his own items for sale, the CEO, for the first like 2 years. Because otherwise, you don't have sellers, you don't have buyers, or you don't have buyers, you don't have sellers. So we're seeding the platform right now. We're aggregating events from other platforms, from other people. But it's starting to get that growth where people are putting their own events. And it's taken like 5 months, but now people are like, hey, I added my event to your platform. Or, hey, I bought a ticket on your platform. So I think in like another 6 months or a year, hopefully it's just this like perpetual motion machine that just grows.
It just grows?
Hopefully. I don't know.
So
we'll see.
Why are you going around the world then? Is that to help build FOMO Hunt's identity out of all these different events to cover them?
Yeah. I want to meet all the big dogs in the different countries.
The big dogs.
Yeah. Got to meet the big dogs in London, Charles and Shane. And I wanted to get out here and meet everybody. And then also maybe close out our pre-seed round.
Yes.
We're like...
Yes.
We got like room for one or two more small angels.
Okay.
Launching our mobile app next month. So trying to find like one or two savvy people that get the vision and be like, yeah, I'm on board. And then also get some feedback from users, you know, like tell me what sucks, tell me what's good. Like,
and how's the feedback been thus far?
Dude, everybody's been really nice. Like, everybody's been saying, like, I love it, it looks good. Oh, you just updated it, this looks better. I mean, no one's really said it sucked. Most people are very encouraging, and most people are like, hey, I tried it out, I like it. Could you tweak this? Could you make this better? And I appreciate that. Every time someone DMs me and they're like, hey, this is broken, or I found a bug, I'm like, thank you. And then we get it fixed. So I'm kind of liking I like fixing things, so I like when people say, like, hey, this broke, or hey, this is shit, and I'm like, all right, and I'll talk to my team, and we're like, how do we make it better? So for the most part, it's been, like, 90% positive, but, and, like, maybe 99, actually, like, no one's really said, hey, dude, that sucks, so I'll take that as something good, I guess.
Dude, that's massively positive, and you've done some pretty big interviews. You've had the likes of CZ,
yeah,
and Binance on the show. Who else have you had, man?
Shit. I've interviewed you once.
You interviewed me. That's a big
one. That's a big one. That's huge. I've done some shit with pretty much all the influencers in America, like Brecky, Wendy, Nye, Luke, CoinMarketCap, some guys from Huobi. I'm kind of blanking. I've interviewed a lot over the past 2 years.
You've been busy. You've been getting at it, man.
Yeah.
You've been grinding. You're in the trenches, dude.
I said this is the slog year. Yeah. This is the year. This is trench warfare. If I just can make it through this year, I'll be in the position I want to be for my company.
I like that, man. Do you reckon you'll be moving out to London since this is the blockchain hub of the world?
You know what? The accents, man. I might. It's so cool. Everybody's pretty nice, and the architecture's sick. I've always told myself I would do a 6-month stint in Los Angeles, in New York, and London. I've been saying that to myself since I was like 9. I just did Los Angeles. London or New York's going to be next, but I'm definitely going to do London at some point.
Happen. Listen, dude, thank you so much for coming on the show, brother.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you for traveling all the way from Toronto, Canada, just for the event.
Absolutely. Yeah, dude, thank you.
Thanks for coming down. This weekend, we're going to hook up as well.
Hell yeah.
Let's do it. Done.
Cheers.